Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North, I'm Elish Quinn. Well, the North is taking center stage this week at the Arctic Council Ministerial as it gets underway in Fairbanks, Alaska. And it's where the rotating Arctic Council chairmanship moves from the United States to Finland on May 11th. But what should we be watching for as international Arctic leaders gather? How will Finland's priorities shape the forum's work over the next 2 years? To help us answer these questions and sort of better understand what we'll be seeing and hearing this week, I'm joined now by Timo Koivurova. He's the director of the Lapland University's Arctic Center in Finland, and we reached him today in Rovaniemi, Finland. Timo Koivurova, hello.
Hello.
So before we look ahead, let's look back for a moment. If you had to give the U.S. chairmanship a grade, what would it be?
I would give them an A. Simply because they have had a good set of priorities, very balanced, and also the climate change there as a kind of, let's say, the lead priority, and also these new institutional innovations that, for instance, the Alaska Host Committee to kind of improve the way these chairmanships are being driven.
And so that was the U.S. Now Finland is going to be the chair for the next 2 years. When we look at Finland's priorities, what were some of the surprises?
Well, for me personally, I was slightly surprised that there was so much emphasis on Finland organizing this Heads of States Summit during our chairmanship of the Arctic Council.
It's been very controversial.
Well, it's not that controversial, but it was perhaps a slightly surprise. It has been taken up by our president already a couple of times. President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, has already consented. Obviously, it's not in our hands, but it's also in our chairmanship program. So I was a bit surprised about that. About the kind of our main priorities, obviously, these are not like when the chairmanship program is launched. These have to be, even if they are kind of stemming from the kind of strengths of Finland, they have to have kind of circumpolar kind of relevance. So we have education, meteorology, information, and communication technologies, connectivity, meaning, and environmental protection. And these, at least in Finland, we perceive these as kind of our priorities. So I wouldn't say that those are kind of our strong points, and I wouldn't say that there's any particular kind of surprises there. Perhaps the use of the Sustainable Development Goals, the UN Agenda 2030. I think that's very interesting, and I think that it will boost also the Arctic Council's work in the realm of sustainable development. So I guess that I'm particularly seeing this as a very prominent idea.
And what do we know about Finland's position on promoting the work of the Arctic Economic Council, or about how they're thinking about the Council should engage with the Arctic Economic Council during their chairmanship?
We know quite a lot. I mean, there will be very intense cooperation and interaction between these, although independent bodies, but the Arctic Economic Council, of course, was always meant to be kind of helping Arctic Council in relation to the economic issues. So in more specific terms, Finland is kind of foreseeing that there is a kind of sustainable business opportunities and encouragement of investments and creating jobs and growth also via interaction with the Arctic Economic Council. Also improving infrastructure and enhancing connectivity, these are also priorities for both these organizations. More specifically, perhaps, connectivity and availability of electronic communication services in the Arctic, they are also in the Finnish chairmanship program. work that is seen as very much corresponding with the similar type of work that the Arctic Economic Council is focusing, for instance, on potential communications technologies, satellite connections, mobile communication systems, etc. So there's a very heavy emphasis on the kind of interaction between Arctic Council and the Arctic Economic Council, also in terms of, for instance, environmental impact assessment in the Arctic and best practices. So there, Finland has that already accepted in the Sustainable Development Working Group as a project, and that this will very likely be also something that will be developed together with the Arctic Economic Council.
The chairmanship is going back to Europe after 4 years in North America, so first the Canadian, then the U.S. chairmanship. And during the North American chairmanships, there was a lot of focus on whether policy tensions with Russia would spill over into the Council's work. Given Finland and Russia's unique relationship, do you expect this narrative to change?
I would say that Finland is a very good chair for this particular political, kind of strategic time that we are now living in. There are also many unknowns, and I would count to that unknown one big unknown, which is President Donald Trump and his administration, that is very difficult to kind of foresee how kind of his foreign policy is being developing, because it is really seems to be based on very much on intuition rather than any kind of systematic kind of approach. So I think that it's good that Finland, with its traditional role being in between East and the West, simply because being a neighbor to Russia, and also at the same time being very heavily part of the Western alliance, because we are a member state of the European Union. So I think that Finland has a lot to give in trying to keep the good working atmosphere that has prevailed in the Arctic Council in our chairmanship period.
And if we look at sort of the coverage in Finland, how much media attention is Finland becoming chair of the Council getting? And sort of in mainstream media outside of the North, what's sort of the sense that you have in the country?
There is more and more media coverage, also recalling that all of this has been Finnish initiative by the end of the day, even if the Arctic Council is a Canadian initiative. It was still the Finnish initiative, the running process that was then merged into the Arctic Council. So it is seen in Finland as one of our greatest kind of foreign policy achievements. So in that sense, this kind of initiating the whole circumwide cooperation between the eight Arctic states is seen as a very important thing. What has also been covered is very much the kind of the climate change, obviously, and that awareness has clearly become a kind of, let's say, the mainstream media reality. And Arctic is many times used as a kind of a way to concretize these issues, that how real it is and how quickly it is progressing. But obviously there are also these geopolitical concerns that are coming and stemming from the Arctic scenarios as well. So there is a heavy-duty militarization of the Russian Arctic. So obviously it does get a lot of media space in Finland as well, and to some extent it is part of the kind of our media reality always, living with Russia as our neighbor.
What are you going to be watching for at the ministerial?
What I would be watching and what I will be watching in Fairbanks is really how the climate change work, both mitigation work that is being done under the auspices of the Arctic Council, adaptation work, which is, of course, the biggest, the kind of increasing the adaptive capacity of Arctic inhabitants and cultures, and spotlighting the region internationally. I think that up till now, everything has gone by the book, so the current administration hasn't really interfered, let's put it this way, but we cannot be sure about that. And nowadays, when the Arctic Council is such a big, big intergovernmental forum, it is a huge challenge, but also a huge opportunity for a small country like Finland to take over the chairmanship. We have lots of opportunities also here to educate the people about the Arctic issues. So that's something that I'm looking forward to.
Timo Koivurova, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.